Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
The Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thousands of South by Southwest festival goers are completely unaware that they are under an intense psyop as they make their way through the streets of Austin. What started as a place for bands to get exposure is now a joint mind control operation between corporations who are fighting to stay relevant and hip and the city of Austin, which rakes in millions in tax revenue.
And of course, there's nothing more trendy and hip and independent than General Electric sponsoring a barbecue pit. That's right, GE's Barbecue Research. And of course, throughout this barbecue pit, where General Electric sponsors it and puts their logo everywhere, you have even more compendium advertisement telling you to sign up for more things like Snapchat, where you'll also be hit with Google Ads that track your location and steal your passwords. And also go ahead and sign up for their newsletter. Learn more about General Electric. It's cool and trendy because, remember, it's all about targeting a new audience for these dying old companies and TV channels that have absolutely no subscriptions, absolutely terrible credibility, and they want you to buy their total garbage.
Here, the blueprint to create and sustain a mindless party culture industry is enabled by thousands of gullible attendees looking for a chance at stardom and the armies of volunteers looking to break into the industry. In order to break people out of their trance, we have focused most of our attacks on the blue chip corporation, McDonald's.
Most of the ingredients in the food at McDonald's in America are banned in 19 other countries. And guess what the source is for us knowing about GMOs in your food? McDonald's.com! Yay! Silicone might be good for your girlfriend or wife, but it's not good when you ingest it. Ba-da-ba-ba-boo! I'm not loving it.
Which, in addition to giving away food containing estrogen mimickers, GMOs, and plastic-like cancer-causing chemicals, is subliminally attacking the subconscious mind with images of death, deformed, and diseased children. Here are some of the examples.
They tell you at McDonald's in downtown Austin, they show mutated, dead children with pus pouring out of their eyeballs and welts all over their bodies. Enter here at your own risk and doom. Come and drink from the well. Join us. But we must first warn them. We must first let them know before they have passed the gate.
These are the innocent victims of the Battle of Fallujah. These horrible birth defects and deformities were brought on by the use of depleted uranium bombs and shells dropped by the U.S. government.
Was bombarded by U.S. Marines in 2004. Iraqi doctors there have complained since 2005 of being overwhelmed by the number of babies with serious birth defects.
Well, don't you think radiated, mutated creatures, humanoids, I mean, that's a great way to advertise McDonald's, isn't it? You know exactly what all those animations looked like, the skulls, the rotten kids, the mutated people. It's the world after a nuclear war with mutants everywhere, and I guess that's part of the McDonald's promotion.
These types of birth defects are now showing up in the children from vets who serve there. But this is not just limited to McDonald's. The CIA has been using art as a weapon since the 1950s in a program called Long Leash. And now that the CIA is openly operating domestically, we can expect more attacks to our mind, body, and soul. McDonald's should be shamed for invoking death, disease, and deformity as something trendy. but by not speaking out, we have only ourselves to blame. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The average sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Community moves towards despotism. Respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm not observing what they're doing in the room. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
You saw? He died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
How can this use? Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And we're live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, the 22nd day of March 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a lot of new, breaking, important news. One of the heaviest news days I can remember on a Sunday in a couple years. And I've been doing this Sunday broadcast for almost 8 years. So it's going to be a very big broadcast today. Very important. That said, in the second hour, I was thinking about this last night, so I called some of my reporters and asked them to come in. Mikhail Phelan's here doing stories for InfoWars.com on this issue I'm about to raise. Anthony Gucciardi, one of our other great reporters and researchers, is coming in because 2 years ago, or a little less than 2 years ago, it was Anthony Gucciardi and I who received the contact information from a trusted source. And you notice the Air Force base at Dyess never denied it. You notice that all hell broke loose in the news in the next 2 days. And you notice you didn't see the media come out and demonize me and say that I was a liar. And of course, I'm talking about missing nuclear warheads from Dyess Air Force Base.
In fact, guys, will you print me the missing nuke case from Minot, 2007? Just give me a Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Associated Press, just something to wave in front of the camera and show people the headlines. Because when I mention this, people don't even believe that happened. So things that are admitted, I can't get the public to admit went on. Now, do you think I was happy to come on air and say that we got a call? We're going to go over the date, when it happened, the background, all of it, because there's now new developments on this front. And the news blackout that was basically ordered on this is now been lifted. Because believe me, don't you think Media Matters, that writes about us every couple days, run by the White House, don't you think MSNBC, that attacked me, that I know of more than 10 times last week on 6 or 7 different shows? I was in a restaurant, and they had it on without audio. I saw Alex Jones Friday night on the ticker at the bottom. I was talking to one of my neighbors, and they said, oh, I saw you like last Tuesday they were attacking you. My point is, don't you think they'd be attacking us if they hadn't been told to shut up? Please put the article back on screen you just found for new listeners. And for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show if you want to see the feed. The free feed. 2007 United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident. United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident occurred the 29th, 30th August 2007. 6 AGM 129 ACM cruise missiles, each loaded with a W-81 variable yield nuclear warhead, were mistakenly loaded on United States Air Force, U.S. Air Force B-52 heavy bomber at Minot Air Force Base and transported to Barksdale Air Force Base. The nuclear warheads and the missiles were supposed to have been removed before taking the missiles from their storage bunker. The missiles with the nuclear warheads were not reported missing and remained mounted to the aircraft at Minot and Barksdale for a period of 36 hours. And we have sources that were at the base where it landed, and we know the whole inside baseball on that. And we knew it was 6 warheads, not one, for a year until they had congressional hearings, and then 6 came out in the news. My point is, we don't make stuff up. We make mistakes sometimes. And, you know, a regular news show would just come on and say, we have new developments on missing nukes. And then we'd go into that. But I want you to understand how I think about things and what I see going on. There has been no coverage of this except for record firings of basically the entire command, Army, Air Force, you name it, over the nuclear forces. They've basically fired everyone from the top down and replaced them with super creepy Obamanoids. And we've done a bunch of special reports on this, looking at each new general they would put in. And, I mean, you're talking about dangerous globalists, people that are known to be anti-gun, anti-freedom. There's been a coup over this country. And the missing nuke story ties into all of this. And I'm not talking about Minot 2007. I'm talking about Dyess Air Force Base 2 years ago. So we're going to spend the entire second hour on this. You need to tell your friends and family to tune in, because if we can get attention to this, we can hopefully stop whatever they're planning. All we know is that since the 80s and the treaties with the Russians, they supposedly took the nukes out of Dyess, then nukes in bunkers were removed, compartments were opened up, secret compartments basically. Base security didn't even know they were there and thought they knew everything. They were loaded on civilian trucks and not transported to Pentax to be dismantled. That's the biggest nuke dismantling facility in the U.S. There's only 3 of them, but it's the biggest. It's very close, 60, 70 miles away, I guess, as the crow flies. They didn't go there. They got sent to the East Coast. And I will tell you that the base police, they had private police there, had their guns out and said, no, you're not driving off the base with this. We inspect everything that leaves here. There was a standoff for an hour, and then the base commander came out and ordered them to stand down and sign papers that the police demanded he sign, at least that he was ordering it, because he didn't want to give it in writing. And we had this from the base, folks.
multiple individuals. Once we learned of it, we contacted other sources, and they said, yeah, and don't call me on the phone about this. The source, known very well to us, has not talked to us since and will not talk to us. But they're the ones that called us, used the telephone, and yeah, they clearly tracked it back. The base would not deny what went on. Now, people say, well, what's going to happen? The new news is they've had Bloomberg, Daily Beast, I don't know, it was six national publications as of last night. I'm sure it's more today. Come out and attack yours truly and say that I'm basically saying, well, here's the Bloomberg headline. Whoa, if true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. All we did was report to you missing nuclear weapons like we did back in 2007. Infowars.com was all over it with our sources saying it was six cruise missiles, and then they killed most of the people in the next week who were at the base who saw what really happened. And the word was they were trying to smuggle the nukes out of the U.S. Okay, so we're just reporting. We don't know what's going on.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
About World War III. Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nord Camp, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
NATO declares information war on Russia.
Destroy the enemy.
Taking military steps.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1.
Where are the
men? Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to play.
The only winning move is not to play with racism and globalism and all political correctness and the New World Order trying to start wars with Russia right now. It's really insane. Look, I'm going to stop talking about the missing nukes because I kind of just was thinking aloud in the last segment. I wasn't even really broadcasting. I was mumbling to myself that there's been missing nukes before, but they found them, and it was a huge deal and a giant scandal, and they tried to cover that up. And then what our sources said, both at the base and the police, one of the sources comes from within that constellation. Just leave it at that. Not as if it's not known by the system. We already know that's known. That they were warheads. They were told they were warheads. Now, I hope they were dummy warheads or something. This was some drill. No one said that. I'm hoping that's it. We all know that's not what it is. Now, here's why I'm bringing this back up today. A, it's back in the news. And B, we should have been covering this more because Obama came out about a month after the missing nukes in September of 2013 and said his biggest fear is a nuke going off in New York. Remember that. The day we released that info, 5 hours later, Lindsey Graham gave a teary speech in Charleston saying there are nukes here in the U.S. They're going to hit Charleston, South Carolina, and New York unless we, quote, invade Syria, Assad's going to hit us. As if Assad had nukes. So it was like they got scared and were planting the story. That's probably what it was. We're pretty good at understanding what the enemy's up to with just small pieces. The crazy hawk, you know, neocon senator came out and said, nukes are here, they're going to nuke us. We've got to totally overthrow Assad for the Free Syrian Army. Remember all that? And so now, when there was basically a total news blackout on us saying that we were told nukes were missing, I mean, you'd think the FBI would be here saying, who's your sources? Oh, my gosh, we got to find these nukes. No. Because then I'd say, subpoena me and we'll tell you. And then I'd tell them. I don't know. With some sources, I have to think about it because you have shields to protect you, but they try to put you in jail now. But quite frankly, the people trying to warn of the nukes missing deserve medals, but not in today's society. So if I'm jumping around a lot on this, because this isn't talking points here. This is real. We had missing cruise missiles in 2007. They tried to cover that up. They killed a bunch of people at the base to cover it up. Now, 2 years ago, in September of 2013, a little less than 2 years ago, we, from good sources, and then we call other sources and confirm, yes, this is going on, nukes are missing, and that they're going to purge the military brass. They're putting Obama's people over the nukes, and then all Hades breaks loose, and they fire hundreds of generals, everyone over the nukes, every general. The top six or seven right down and then under them and sideways and right down to the people in the silos and the cruise missile operators. Just thousands are fired. It was all over the news and congressional hearings. But still, we don't know why. So there's a major scandal that makes Benghazi. This is what I'm getting at. There's a major scandal that makes Benghazi and Fast and Furious, and even Obamacare look pale in comparison when you think about the different scenarios that run from bad to worse. This story is important. There's Fox News, Air Force General in charge of nuclear missiles, fired over conduct. And then most of these people getting fired, it was crooked toenails. I mean, I'm talking nothing. So we wrote stories about it. Other people wrote stories about it. There's been another top nuke commander fired today. That's in Reuters today. So, again, I will cover all this in the next hour. I'm going to cover masses of important news right now. Here's the headline. Wow. If true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. The false flag conspiracy theory baffled Rick Santorum. And they basically imply in all the Democratic Party stronghold publications, Bloomberg, Daily Beast, you name it, that I'm saying Obama was going to nuke Charleston. No. We just simply said, hey, there's missing nukes again, according to the sources. And they never denied it at the base. They had local articles where they would ask about it, and they would just said no comment. I'm not omnipresent, folks. I don't know what's going on. People ask me all the time. All I know is I'm getting criticized here for simply reporting on something that we had good sources tell us, and then all Hades broke loose right after we said this. So we need to figure out exactly what's going on. But we'll go through these updates and then tie it into the past articles. There's a story on Infowars.com that boils it down by Mikhail Phelan. Obama missing nuke, now part of election debate. Here's ABC News. Vice Admiral fired as number two nuclear commander. They fired the number one commander. This is a new one. Takamo Wing, CO, fired amid investigation over nukes at Tinker. Air Force General in charge of nuclear missiles fired. Nuke commander purged. Another 34 missile launch officers terminated. I mean, something's going on. Here's the original articles, the last time it happened. Missing nukes, treason of the highest order, global research. United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident. We need to investigate this. I can't do everything. Now, that said, we're going to tie it in with these headlines. Feds preparing to invade Texas list state as hostile. Some participants will be wearing civilian attire and driving civilian vehicles. Our reporter Joe Biggs got contacted by Southcom and the folks in Special Forces there in Florida. And they're like, yeah, we're running a PSYOP. Big deal. Why don't you shut up? They were even dumb enough to text message. It was also a phone call. Because Joe served with one of these guys. I'm going to tie all this in together because it certainly all connects together. But first off, when we come back, I'm going to cover the news, and there is a lot of it. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Measles
measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just about pay today.
And 2 + 2 = whatever Obama says.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And we're live on the Sunday edition. Finishing up before I get back into it in detail with the actual news articles and documents in the second hour. People say, oh, okay, big deal if NORTHCOM and SOUTHCOM in a joint military two-month-long operation over 8 states is training to invade Texas and Utah and list them as hostile states. We put this out on Wednesday. It became a national news story. It got picked up by a lot of publications after DrudgeReport.com picked it up. So they've gone from saying, oh, Alex, they're not trained to do this, to so what if they're trained to take over America? So what if it's in Reuters and Forbes and AP that the Pentagon is trained to take on the Tea Party and gun owners? So what if they confiscated guns in Katrina? Here's the headline, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, Forbes. Because it's unconstitutional, because it's treason, because it's what happens in places like Guatemala and North Korea. It shows that our political class is out of control. And now they're massively escalating the training and the preparations to take on the American people, and it's treason. And I'm trying to force a national debate. 20 years ago, I talked about militarization of police. People thought I was a space alien. Now it's the big thing all over the news. Because Americans see the black helicopters and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints while the illegals are above the law and know it's all a fraud. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But you got missing nuclear weapons. The borders are wide open. You've got a government trained to take on the people. You've got the feds telling school kids what to eat. This isn't freedom. I want my country back. Legalize freedom. We're not the radicals here at InfoWars. We're Americans. The people running this country are hardcore radical. We're going through a transformation, a radical transformation, as Obama promised, but it's not into something good. If your liver gets cancer in it, it's a radical transformation, but it ain't good. If your pancreas gets cancer in it, it's a radical transformation. It's not good. All right, I'm procrastinating. Let me get to the news. Wait till I just read these headlines. What I'm getting at is the system is moving into an offensive mode. They've been testing, tinkering, training, dress rehearsals for a full takeover. Now they pulled the trigger, and everything's moving in high speed, and the system is lining up for the nastiest type of takeovers we've ever seen. Let me just give you the constellation of headlines here. Incredible headlines. Spend an hour on each one of these. Glyphosate is deemed a probable carcinogen by the UN. Now that everybody and their dog knows it, grows tumors like water and sunshine grows plants. Big deal. That is a big deal to show that it's come that far. Roundup, a probable carcinogen. Popular weed killer deemed a probable carcinogen by UN Cancer Agency. Major producer objects, Monsanto. Yeah, they said dioxin and Asian orange weren't bad for you, too. Yeah, it wasn't too good for my uncle's firstborn, and wasn't too good for him either when he died last year. And they think some of it was because of the Asian orange when they looked at his organs. Didn't smoke, drank maybe one beer a day. But Asian orange. Popular weed killer deemed probable carcinogen, AP. Well, I guess I'm credible. They're admitting our government funds Al-Qaeda now. They're admitting that this is a carcinogen. Wow, everything we've been talking about forever is just coming out now. The next move of the Federal Reserve, their trial ballooning QE4. What that means, that's coming up. Dems want to empower Boehner and make him a cause celeb and work with him to defeat the Republican majority. Yep, he's a Democrat with an R in front of his name. That's the Hill. Michelle Oh mandates weighing children and having federal inspections of your children in private and public daycares. She's coming after your kids. Starbucks ends Race Together campaign in stores. Now, that's blown up in their face. New York City's gunshot detective system is listening to you. I made a film in 1999 called Police at 2000, where we show the documents of the gunshot detectors are really microphones. Recording you. Well, just right again. Boom. 17 years later or 16 years later. Major Asia-Pacific trade pact enters final stages, London Guardian. But it's secret. No one's allowed in Congress or here to see the text of it. That sounds like freedom. NATO declares information war on Russia. Says that it's part of military steps. Oh, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. You can't even beat ISIS that you funded, but you want to start a fight with the Russians. That's a fabulous, fabulous idea out of our crazy elite. And then look at this little stat. Let me burrow into this stack before I get it. Oh, CNN got caught in another fake broadcast. Out at Sandy Hook, they had green screen out there. with Anderson Cooper, and they were saying, we're here on the ground at Sandy Hook, and it was all fake. I don't know how much of it's fake, but none of it would float. It's like a boat with 400 holes in the bottom, and it's made out of steel. It's going to the bottom. Well, we've got that video coming up. If you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com, if you're a radio listener, go watch it. CNN caught faking reporters, supposedly in Ukraine, not there. With, of course, evidence of the Russians being, you know, the horrible demons that wear, you know, red pajamas and have pitchforks hopping around. Unbelievable. So we're going to get to that. Undocumented immigrants, they're not illegal aliens, KRGV. This is what Michelle Obama tells you, what words to speak, and Hillary does, and to not be bossy. To not use the word bossy, because that means feminist or bossy, even though they're being bossy. And when we speak and use the words they say, undocumented immigrants failing to appear at hearings increasing. Oh, and it turns out that almost all of them, over 90%, do not show up. In this latest thing done in Houston, it's 50% don't show up, but overall it's 90%. Police departments hiring immigrants as officers. Yeah, they hire illegals as officers, actually. That's been coming out for years. You can read that. USA Today. That's how it is in England. I've had members of Parliament on from England where they report that over half the CPS workers that take your kids don't even speak English and aren't from the country. They come from mainly Eastern Bloc, they found. Folks that grew up under totalitarianism, they're hiring them. Because there's a second wave of people out of Eastern Europe. Not the first wave wanted to flee tyranny. The new wave just wants better jobs. And they're the socialists that stayed behind. And boy, do they make good masters over the indigenous. Border agents face retribution for reporting large illegal alien groups. That's right. If you see 100 illegals or anything, drunk driving, anything, they're told, let them go. That's come out in federal documents. And your illegal guns, rape, whatever. Just, you're above the law, so that's USA Today, Fox News. That's just some of the information that we have there, and they're not showing up to their hearings. But, oh, and they're saying they don't know how much Obama's executive orders cost or his signing statements that act as law, even though they're illegal. They don't even try to investigate what those cost or even do an estimate, but the IRS claims they know if you didn't pay taxes 10 years ago, and they're going to pay a charge of penalties and interest. They know your blood type. They know the type of toilet paper you buy. They know where you like to go eat. They know what you wear. They've got a whole demographic on you, an algorithm, an assessment on you. But they don't know how much an Air Force One flight costs. They won't release that. In fact, Obama said last Monday, because he didn't need even a pen or a phone. He just says it. And they just made the announcement through his underlings that they'll no longer release any FOIAs. Sure, it violates open records law. It's a felony. But, you know, big deal. You know, under Bush and Cheney, there were six missing nuclear cruise missiles. Kind of a big news story. Kind of they swept it under the rug, but at least it was there. With big news here. Now, missing warheads, you know. Let's just come out and say that Alex thinks Obama's going to blow up Charleston and New York. No, I'm just here. Chan, you know, come disprove me. Say I'm a liar. Oh, you didn't. You kept your mouth shut because I'm telling the truth, and you know it.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
All right, we're going to have Anthony Gucciardi in here for the first 20, 30 minutes of the next hour, getting into how you take down a free country, how you take it over of your foreign corporations, and then the different ways you can demonize any opposition to that takeover. The main thing you do is you stage terror attacks and blame it on your political opposition, or you finance outside groups to attack so you can take away liberty as a pretext to, again, providing security to the very threat that you fostered, protected, in some cases completely controlled. And they would roll out a takeover of state capitals by going, look, Eisenhower sent troops in to segregate to desegregate the schools. Why, we're just sending the feds in for law and order because Texas is refusing to follow these UN edicts to turn in these type of firearms or to shut down these power plants. They threatened to send in F-16s, an embargo 2 years ago. It was all over the news. USA Today had a straight face, went, yes, F-16s are standing by for a blockade of the state. No air traffic will be allowed in or out if they don't let the TSA do the enhanced pat-downs of children. The state had passed a law in the House, and then a day after the threat, they shot it down in the Senate. Texas basically urinated on itself and said, oh, yes, don't have a blockade of us. That's how the Civil War started. Was by a sea blockade. on southern ports who were refusing to pay taxes. The whole thing was about taxes and tariffs that put too much pressure on the South. It had nothing to do with slavery. That's just a historical fact. But they made hundreds of movies, hundreds, putting out the baloney. And I'm not defending the North or the South. Both sides were manipulated. The point is that those facts are not really taught in school, even though it's in mainline scholarly history books. And so when the military is training to take on the American people, we were telling you it was going on before it was ever in the news. Now it's in the news because it's so much more widespread now. And the military needs support because they're the ones blowing the whistle who don't want to be part of this treason. And then we'll open the phones up in the last 30 minutes specifically on the missing nukes. And what do you think of the preparations for martial law? The admissions of the preparations for war, quote, with the greatest threat, close quote. Quote, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, evangelical Christians. I'm reading from the scores of public Homeland Security training manuals that remember 6 years ago people couldn't believe when we were the first to get them and break them here. Now they're so widespread because they've rolled it out that it's like, oh, yeah, I know about that. And it's all part of the lawlessness. Obama came out 2 weeks ago and said, I'm looking at executive action on tax increases. Only a king can raise taxes without the consent of the governed. Congress raises the taxes. Congress lowers the taxes. But see, Congress doesn't do anything now but rubber stamp Obamacare, the internet power grab by the FCC that's starting. We got the documents on that 2 weeks later. It was worse than we thought. The open borders are executive action outside of law. The Border Patrol is fired or demoted if you, quote, see a, quote, large group being brought across by smugglers, by coyotes. If the Border Patrol does their job, they are reprimanded. And the third time, they're fired or they're indicted for, quote, releasing secret information. Because it's a secret, everything they're told. Under national security, they can't tell us they're engaged in treason. Can you imagine going to school and getting a degree, and most of them are former military people and all the stuff they've been through and a really rough job, and then you can't even do your job. You're told, go write college kids at the nearby college. I was talking to Border Patrol. They have a Border Patrol checkpoint in, what's that town, 70 miles from the border? When you're going to Big Bend, is it?
It's right outside of Fort Stockton. It's
right outside Fort Stockton, but what's the school? It's there in something Horn. Where's the checkpoint? 75 miles from Big Bend.
Presidio?
No, it's not. Pull up the map, I'll tell you. But I was talking to a Border Patrol guy down there. He said, look, we're told, because most of this is federal land, to go write college kids tickets for drinking beer on federal land, and we just are supposed to let drug dealers run right past us. It's that college right there. That's what goes on in America, folks. College kids have the book thrown at them for a six-pack of Coors Light with their girlfriend in the back seat. Anything Americana, anything normal is under attack. But you're an illegal alien, drunk as a skunk. It was in the news last month, CBS News. They got the memo that you are to not tell anyone if you see illegals drunk. And it's not your fault that they kill somebody. They actually tell them that. They go, under law, it's not your fault. It's actually under law, it is your fault. But they say, under law, it isn't, and don't source a law. Remember that? This is the crazy lawlessness we're dealing with. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse by the minute. It's very scary. And it's because they're planning to raise taxes and take the pension funds. They've done it in every other country where they've done this. They're setting up a tyranny because they're going to do things that are very unpopular. And we're still living high on the hog, even though the economy's contracted in many ways, off of QE Unlimited, off all the fiat currency that's helping the elites. Some of that does trickle down. Some areas are a boom town. Others are horrible. It's a very uneven recession, depression globally. But it is there. And when it all comes to an end, by design, the globalists plan to build a world government on it. I mean, you talk about power. Grab. Look at this. Out of London Guardian, biggest paper in England and Europe, biggest English paper, English speaking. and they just report on it like it's no big deal, that the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, is totally secret. CNBC is also reporting on it. One section of 33 sections was released 2 years ago by WikiLeaks on the Internet. And it's so persistent, but Internet taxes, no more free speech, no negotiations, corporation claims you're in copyright violation, they can shut your website down. I mean, that one section on Internet made everything draconian we've ever seen look tame, and the Communist Chinese are on the board of it advising the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is unelected corporate boards, and Congress isn't even allowed to see it. Just like Congress said, we want you to testify, FCC chairman. We want to see the 300-plus pages. He said no. Then he released it 2 weeks after he, quote, put the regs out. See, not law, regs. And Congress stood there and took it. And now you got a 33-page plan on families, on borders, on business, on taxes, and they won't let us see it. Boy, can you imagine what's in that baby? See, used to, armies would just come and invade you and try to take you over. Now they do it corporately. And Congress knows they've been made ceremonial. And they're getting cut in on some of the spoils, and I'm talking very small cut. They spend a couple billion a year buying Congress. They get trillions. Major Asia-Pacific trade pact enters final stages. Well, I'd sure like to see that, wouldn't you? Of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potentially world-changing trade agreement, are close to completion after nearly a decade. People involved with the talks have told CNBC. Negotiators concluded another round of TPP discussion on Sunday in Hawaii, sparking some protest. Oh, you guys click on that and give me the protest article. But making significant progress on a number of issues. Yeah, it's still secret what Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Martin signed in 2005 in Waco at Baylor. The Deputy Assistant Secretary of State of Trade Policy and Programs of the State Department's Bureau of Economic Business Affairs. The only reason we know some of what was in the secret treaty is they got a four-year document released, Judicial Watch did in 2006. It's in my film Endgame. Thousands of pages. I scanned them where it says we've got to integrate by stealth. We'll use terrorism and the flu and other crises to bring it in. They'll never know power's been transferred to the boards. And by the time they do, it'll be too late, institutionalized and in power. This is our stealth takeover plan. I mean, stealth takeover plans. Look it up. North American Union by stealth and beyond. By the Trans-Texas Corridor, Trans-Texas, Trans-American Partnership, same Asia Union, Europe Union, American Union, Global, three unions, Trilateral Commission Plan, 1976, David Rockefeller, Zygmunt Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter, the plan. The plan. We're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Please spread the word about the transmission. This is earth-shaking information. It's so important. Second hour coming up. Please don't forget, it will end today. I extended it for 3 days. It does end today. It will be over tomorrow. 10% off everything at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's all the great nutraceuticals that already have like 30% off on DNA Force and others. 30% off the free bottle of Ancient Defense. These are really high-quality products. The pro-gun T-shirts, the books, the films. And you fund our operation, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Tell your friends and family, tune in right now. The missing nukes and the plan by the feds to invade Texas and Utah and take over the government.
TCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.